You're sure you told Clara 30 minutes?
Nellie McQueen tucked a springy curl behind her ear and bit the inside of her cheek. How her older sister could sound both frustrated and condescending was a question Nellie had been asking herself for 28 years. Ever the peacemaker of the family, Nellie counted to 5 before answering.
Yes, Amber, this isn't my first go-around with our book-obsessed sister.
A half hour, we agreed. And yet it was going on 90 minutes. Unease bubbled low in Nellie's already squirming belly. She knew she should have stuck by Clara's side rather than go rushing off to help a more than capable Amber with a car rental. She just hadn't been able to tolerate the idea of yet another dreary, dust-infested bookstore. Yeah, well, she better get her butt into this car soon. Amber chewed on her thumbnail, a telltale sign her frustration was getting the better of her. Text her again.
I've texted Clara 2 already.
And received no response. Not even Clara's typical, yeah, brush off.
How about I just go in and get her?
Anything to get away from her increasingly moody sister. It wasn't as if this trip was easy for any of them. Nellie shoved open the passenger door. Wait. Amber locked a hand around Nellie's wrist and squeezed. I'm sorry, Nellie. I'm just wound up about seeing Mom after all these years. I don't mean to take it out on you. Nellie relaxed a little. At least Amber was finally willing to admit she'd been a bit of a crank ever since they'd left on vacation. Of the three of them, Amber had the strongest and most vivid memories of Shona McBride, the mother who had abandoned them and their father when Amber had been 3, Nellie 2, and Clara barely 1. While Clara was the queen of avoidance when it came to talking about their mother, and Nellie turned a deaf ear, Amber was the one who bore the most emotional scars. It was odd that it had been Amber who had pushed so hard for this family reunion.
What else are sisters for if not to take things out on?
Nellie offered Amber a sympathetic smile as she shoved her purse under the front seat.
We're all anxious about seeing her again.
It'll either go well or it won't. No sense worrying it to death. Whatever happens, in another week, we'll be back in the States living our mundane, ordinary lives once again. And Nellie would have to come to public terms with her ex-fiancé's embarrassing betrayal. Nothing like running halfway around the world to try to forget how desperate she'd been to be with anyone, that she'd fallen for a man who'd used her to advance his own career. My life is hardly mundane. Amber tilted her chin so her nose went higher up in the air. Or ordinary. I'm considered one of the top 10 art buyers in the continental United States. Nellie rolled her eyes and fought a grin. Seriously, sis, get a new tagline. That one's getting old. But Nellie had accomplished her task. She had a talent for knowing exactly where and how to needle people, especially her sisters. It came with being the unassuming one, the one who blended in with the crowd. Being invisible had turned her into a master observer. Amber's inordinate pride in her job, not to mention her status, always lined her up as the perfect target. Wallowing in uncertainty, however, was never a good state for the eldest and most protective of the McQueen sisters. I'll work on my branding while you drag Clara out of there. Amber leaned forward, her long, wavy red hair spilling over the steering wheel, as she peered around Ellie toward the storefront. Huh, it does look interesting, though. I love those candlesticks in the window. Candlesticks? Nellie climbed out of the car and followed her sister's gaze, a frown on her face before she found the items that caught Amber's interest. Glistening silver sparkled against the morning sun through crystal clear glass. Not a smudge in sight. They must have just put those in there and cleaned the glass.